Now, another problem is with this protein. When they insert this gene that creates the protein, they've expected that gene to be stable, and they actually registered its sequence. And now, as of June of last year, they found that the sequence is changing. Not only changing in one direction, but two different labs found it changed in different ways. So now you have the 2003 Indiana version of the soybean, the 2004 Iowa version of this gene. When a gene changes, so does its protein it creates. So the protein structure is not the one that was intended, and it was never tested. So we don't know which of these proteins, or what they are, that may be being produced inside our guts from the DNA that now has these genes in the bacteria. So those are some pretty substantial potential long-term problems. What also transferred with the bacteria, with the gene into the bacteria, was something called a promoter. That's added to the gene that you put in to turn it on. You see, typically inside a DNA, I'm sure you've all seen this, there's this person back there. They set the levels of all the genes. They get a printout. What time is it? How old am I? What part of the physiology am I in? Am I under attack? This whole thing is just very well calculated, and they figure, okay, they set the levels of which genes are expressing their proteins and how much. Then this foreign gene comes in that was not part of the billions of years of evolution of that particular species, and it's unrecognized. So what engineers do is they put in a permanent artificial on switch, which turns on this gene 24/7 around the clock, full volume. So it produces its protein at top volume no matter what. They assumed that it would only turn on the gene to which it was attached. It can sometimes turn on genes in the DNA at random, permanently, at full volume. So now in the corn plant, or the soy plant, or the cotton plant, or the canola plant, or the papaya plant, or the zucchini plant, or the crookneck squash, those are the seven, we'll go over it again. Those may have genes inside their DNA, which are now on at full blast. And so this person back there is saying, okay, enough, enough, enough. And the gene is saying, I'm sorry, you're not in charge anymore. He is. And you look over and it's this foreign promoter. And what can it be overproducing? Allergens, toxins, carcinogens, anti-nutrients, something great. We don't know. It's genetic roulette. The promoter transfers to gut bacteria. It might turn on genes at random inside the bacteria. Preliminary evidence released in February at the UN Biosafety Protocol Conference meetings in Malaysia described how the promoter was found in rat organs after the rats were fed a single transgenic meal. If the promoter were to transfer to our DNA, it could, in theory, turn on genes at random permanently. It also has, in theory, a hotspot which can cause recombination and mutation. So it could also mess up the structure of our DNA. It also can, in theory, awaken dormant viruses embedded within the DNA. Now, because we know that the soybean gene transferred, of course we know that the antibiotic-resistant marker genes might transfer, but they never followed up to find out. And that could be creating super diseases.